This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Given the pandemic and the march of technology, about 60% of companies allow most of their employees with office jobs to work some days from home. This is from the latest Workplace Flexibility Trends report from Global Workplace Analytics. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, few companies offered training in hybrid work for managers or employees.
When many companies suddenly told employees to start working from home, Jeff Polzer at Harvard Business School says it would have been great for them to do training on how to do that well.
But there was a lot of scrambling just to figure out how to stay safe, and kids were at home, so there was a lot going on.
4 years later, Kate Lister at Global Workplace Analytics says more than 70% of workers still haven't gotten training on how to manage people or on best practices for working remotely. Things like,
how are we going to interact with each other? How are we going to resolve conflicts? What do we wear when we're on a team call? What do we wear when we're on a customer call?
Part of the reason is many companies still haven't fully decided hybrid and remote work are permanent, says Nicholas Bloom at Stanford.
To give you another example, think of office real estate. So there's still thousands of companies holding on to vast empty offices because they're unsure what's going to happen.
And he says, much as they're delaying decisions about office space, many are also delaying doing any remote work training. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.